This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Sudanese authorities Sunday deported around three dozen Ethiopian peacekeepers working on the UN mission in Darfur in a refugee camp or to a refugee camp, according to the state-run news agency. Al-Fatah Ibrahim Mohammed, head of the refugee agency in North Darfur province, said the troops are among 120 Ethiopian forces from the Tigrayan ethnic group who have sought asylum in Sudan after their stay ended earlier this year. He said the troops, including 14 women, refused to return after being recalled by their home country, Ethiopia, for fear of being detained by the federal government. Five police officers are among at least six people killed Sunday evening in a suicide bombing in Mogadishu. A police spokesman confirmed the two police commanders are among those killed. A civilian who lived next to the station also died in the explosion. Police said six other people were injured. Somali officials blame the Al-Shabaab militant group for the attack. Israeli police faced off with Palestinian protesters yet again, and another night of clashes in East Jerusalem. The violence came a day before Israeli nationalists planned to parade through the old city and continued on to the next day. The United States' top infectious disease doctor, Anthony Fauci, says it was highly likely officials have been undercounting the number of fatalities from COVID-19 after a new report from the University of Washington estimated the death toll was nearly double. This is VOA News. While the world's wealthier nations have stockpiled coronavirus vaccines for their citizens, many other poorer countries are still scrambling to secure doses. A few have yet to receive any at all. The World Health Organization says about a dozen countries, many of them in Africa, are still waiting to get vaccines. Those last in line on the continent, along with Chad or Burkina Faso, Burundi, Eritrea, and Tanzania. WHO says delays and shortages are driving African countries to slip further behind the rest of the world and the rollout of COVID-19 vaccines, with the continent accounting for only 1% of the vaccines administered worldwide so far. Just before an online meeting with U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris Friday, Mexico President Andrés Manuel López Obrador very publicly accused the U.S. government of violating Mexico's sovereignty. The issue apparently did not rise in the meeting with Harris. The meeting itself, the portion made public, focused on immigration, a key issue in U.S.-Mexico relationship, along with trade, border security, and the pandemic. More than 1,200 migrants in several decrepit, overcrowded fishing boats on Sunday reached a tiny Italian island in a span of 12 hours as human traffickers exploited calm seas and warm weather to launch multiple vessels. The first of the migrants arrived at 5 a.m., according to the Lampedusa mayor. It was the biggest number of migrants to come ashore this year in a single day at an Italian port this year. He appealed to the premier to put migration on the agenda, even as the government is heavily focused on guiding Italy's economic and social recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic. The cyber extortion attempt that focused and forced the shutdown of the vital U.S. pipeline was carried out by a criminal gang known as DarkSide that cultivates Robin Hood image of stealing from corporations and giving a cut to charity. That's according to two people close to the investigation. The shutdown of the pipeline that carries gasoline and other fuel from Texas to the Northeast stretched into a third day on Sunday. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Thank you.